Hey friends, and welcome back into the pod. I'm trying to tape this and it keeps getting cut off, so I'm not really sure what's happening. Sometimes this app is glitchy, so hopefully I'll get through this discussion before I get to my business. And if you are not in a political frame of mind or not wanting to be today right now, then please skip over this pod, okay? With that said, you know, we're getting down to the critical choices now. And I know that a lot of people are conflicted, confused, but let's think about what we're really choosing between this time around. Now, we were also, unfortunately, choosing between this last time. And I know it feels like deja vu. I know it feels crappy. I know it feels like I just cannot do this again. You can and you have to. Because here's the thing. I come from a gold star family, okay? And my great uncle Joe died for all of our rights to live a free and happy life, okay? Pursuit of happiness and liberty. Now, unfortunately, one of the choices that's going to be on this time's presidential ballot is a soon-to-be convicted felon who is a serial cheater, someone who has no morals, someone who is a malignant narcissist, and I have, unfortunately, a lot of experience with that, having been a child with a mother with malignant narcissism. And let me just give you a quick little synopsis of that experience, okay? I've said it before on this podcast. I will not go through the whole thing. I promise you, okay? But when you have to deal with a malignant narcissist as either your parent, your partner, your child, adult child, anyone in your life that is impacting you on a day-to-day basis, you are in the depths of hell. Because let me tell you, that person, like Mr. Orange, does not give a flying fuck about you or anybody else other than themselves. And that includes their own children. My mother had to have a sticky note on her fridge, which I saw after her death, to remind her that she loved her children. I love my children. That was someplace that she was putting notes for herself. Someplace you would put, say, a shopping list or an appointment reminder. My mother's reminder was, I love my kids. What mother who's listening to this? What mother listening to this has to be reminded that they love their children? I'm going to answer it for you. Not one of you has to be reminded. Your children, if you saw your child in the path of a speeding train, as a mother, you would jump in front of that train to protect your child or pull your child away, right? Of course you would. My mother, not so much. Not at all, probably. In fact, I know not at all, okay? My mother did not pull us in front of the speeding train that was my pedophile, abusive, psychotic stepfather. She was just like, whatever, I'm getting what I need, so if you're getting abused and raped, oh well, you'll have to handle that on your own at age 6, okay? No. This is not a drill, people. And when you have somebody like that, we already went through 4 years of this, by the way, and literally nothing happened, nothing that helped you or me. And when you talk to people who say, oh, it was great, blah, 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 we want to do it again. Excuse me, I want details. What about it was great? Oh, well, he lowered taxes. Actually, no, he didn't. If you go look at your tax or paycheck stubs, even virtually, or look at your taxes from those 4 years, your taxes were not lowered. And if they were, it was by like 10 cents. I've asked people point blank who will argue with me and spit in my face that he was the best president ever, Mr. Orange. Okay, what did he do for you? Then tell me. Educate me. Tell me what he did. He lowered my taxes. By how much? Go look and get back to me. Oh, it was 10 cents. 10 cents! 10 cents. You know what? democracy is worth more than 10 cents. Okay? That's all I'm saying. He wants to give tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires who can afford to pay their share. And let me explain something to you for critical thinking skills. If millionaires and billionaires paid their share, then we could have good health care for everybody. We could have our schools upgraded and updated as they should be. And we could have all of the things we need, including less potholes on the road. Now, with the current president, we have gotten a real infrastructure upgrade. Airports are getting upgraded. Roads are getting upgraded. Bridges are getting upgraded. Look around you. Look around your town, wherever you are. And this is if you're in the U.S. And if you're in Europe, can I just say to you, we have personal friends in Europe. We are working our asses off over here to make sure that you are not going to continue to feel the agita that I know you feel living right over there by you know who in Russia. Okay, because I know he's breathing down your neck, and we are going to protect you. And every voter that has a brain in America is trying to make sure this don't happen again. Okay, I promise you. Number one, if you're in the U.S., I want you to look around your neighborhood. Right as we speak, I am passing by construction projects that have needed to be done for years. I just passed by two, and I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. If you want the street I'm on, I'm happy to tell you. Just email me or message me on Facebook, and I'll be happy to tell you where I was and what was being done. So if you think I'm making it up, I'm happy to clarify that for you. Okay, because I don't make shit up. I don't need to. Okay, people who lie, malignant narcissists, narcissists of all kinds, two-faced people, they lie because they think it's fun. I don't think it's fun because I had to grow up with a liar as a mother. A motherfucking liar. And let me tell you right now, that sucks with a capital S. Okay? My mother lied to me about my heritage. I had to dig in and find things out for myself. A lie, a complete lie. And there are moments, I will tell you, way back when I think I was switched at birth. I'm pretty sure I wasn't, but I have a question in my head because my mother talked no end about her roommate when she was in St. Francis Hospital in Santa Barbara, California, giving birth to me, of how her roommate's baby was disabled physically and mentally and how sad it was that they had to put her in a home. And you know what? I wouldn't have put it past my mother for one second that if she was the one that had the baby that was physically and mentally disabled, to switch them. And back then it could have happened very easily because I am not 25 years old. I'm double that plus. And trust me, it's crossed my mind. Okay, with my personality and my genetics, I know that it didn't happen, but I've had questions about it. I'm gonna be honest. Okay, so that's what it's like living with a malignant narcissist as your parent. Trust me when I tell you, Mr. Orange does not care about the little tangerines that are his kids. He does not, I promise you, he does not care. If necessary, on any of these trials he's going to go through, he will throw those kids under the bus in a nanosecond and he won't even think about it, including the favorite. To save himself, trust me. Trust me. So if you think for one second that he's going to help you getting back in, now first of all, he says, and this is not a deep fake video, this is running news coverage of him speaking to a crowd. Okay? It's not something I saw on TikTok. It's not something I saw on social media. It is something that I saw on the news. And while I agree with you that you can't always believe what's on the news either, when they're running a live feed of a speech he's making, yes, you can trust it because you're seeing it. Okay? He said, I will be a dictator. Let's talk dictatorship. Now, people, you need some critical thinking skills, okay? Critical thinking skills should be taught in school, okay? Critical thinking skills are not the same as what you're thinking. That is taught in law school for upcoming lawyers. Our niece is in law school. She is learning about it. Critical thinking skills are something that should be taught starting in kindergarten. Here's the critical thinking skill. If we take away a woman's autonomy with her body, and we take away contraception and the ability to get it in the United States, then we're going to have a lot of unintended births. Couple A has two children. That is what they can comfortably afford, comfortably house in their home, and feed and educate and all the things that it takes to raise children. With no contraception available, they now have six children, four of whom they are having a really hard time. Now all six of their kids can't be housed properly, can't be fed properly. They're struggling. And now with the government, which is based on a Christo-fascist agenda, which is not separating church and state, which is taking its religious beliefs and pushing them on everyone in the country, which is not how this country was founded, okay, and not what's in the Constitution, which says separation of church and state. Now this family, couple A, needs food stamps and welfare to feed their children and keep them safe. Oh, but the Christo-fascist government says, no, suffer. You had those kids, you take care of them. We're not helping you. Excuse me, we were not allowed to plan our family the way that it would work for us to care for them on our own. We were not allowed to get contraception. Well, too bad. See how that works? You have to think it through. Through. Okay? Then you don't want your kids' schools to be too crowded. Well, if everyone's having 27 children because they can't use contraception and they can't be fed and they can't be housed, now the schools are too big or too crowded, and now you're mad, Christo-fascist. What are you going to do now? Seriously, what are you going to do now? Because you didn't think it through. Because this country was founded, let's just start with the pilgrims. I don't want to disrespect our Native American brothers and sisters. Okay? I do not. I validate you. You should not have been done the way you were done. That was wrong. But let's start with the pilgrims for purposes of this discussion only. Okay? Pilgrims came here to get religious freedom. They were not able to get religious freedom in England because there was a state religion. And so everyone had to live within those guidelines. They could not go to a different church. They could not go to church. And people were being arrested for wanting to display and use their faith differently than the state religion. See, you're not thinking this through. No one is telling Christians and evangelicals you cannot practice your faith. No one's telling you that. If you believe that abortion is murder, you are absolutely validated to believe that and to practice that in your family and your community. No one is going to come in and force you to get an abortion, okay? But you cannot take that belief and then force the rest of the country to believe as you do, especially when you're not willing to set up the infrastructure and assistance in social programs that are going to help those families that you're disallowing to have contraception and abortion care. Now, the reality of the situation is people are not thinking this through. You may not be surrounded by people who only believe as you do. This is not Russia, North Korea, or Cuba. Okay? I am sorry. No. And by the way, what a dictator does when they first come into power is they suspend the Constitution. And Mr. Orange has stated that he wants to suspend the Constitution. Now let's think that through. If the Constitution is suspended, that means any government entity can come into your house at any time with literally no justification. They can take your property. They can remove you and jail you, and you have no rights. Your passport will not be good. You will not be able to leave the country. Okay? That is what happened in Germany. This is what happened in Germany. We need to suspend the Constitution to save the country. That's what Mr. Orange is saying. That doesn't save the country. And by the way, if you might have noticed in history, it didn't save Germany. It just allowed the German government to murder 6 million people and take their property, which Germany and other countries are still trying to return to Jewish families and other families who had their businesses seized, their homes seized, and their property seized with no justification. You will have no citizenship rights. Look at the Bill of Rights. Free speech, out. Media coverage, out. They will close down all of the news organizations, jail all of the reporters, and start jailing scientists, doctors, lawyers, and other professionals who might disagree with them. And that will be done in probably the first 30 days. Is that what you are looking for in a country? If your answer is no, then you are going to have to vote for the current president. Now, that might hurt you as a conservative. You might say, but I don't believe in abortion. And I would say, I validate you. And so does the current president. He does not personally believe in abortion. If you listened to a different news station for more than 2 seconds, you might learn that. You might learn that he is a devout Catholic and he does not believe in abortion personally. What he does believe in is allowing women and families to make their own private medical decisions. That I think you can believe in. But if you're still angry because someone has decided to make you angry about everything, you're so angry you can't see straight. Let me ask you a question. When you're super angry, can you make a good decision about anything? Yes or no? I'm gonna go with no, okay? And I'm gonna go with no because the reality of the situation is none of us can make a good decision about anything when all we feel is anger and hatred. Now, if you're listening to this and you happen to be someone who is racist and you hate people of other colors, you hate people of other religions, like myself, who is Jewish, you just hate us because we're different than you and that's how you were raised and that's how you're gonna live, okay? I can't validate that. I can say that it's not for me to tell you how to be. I am not your judge and jury, but I'm going to say to you that you forcing or trying to force your racist views on the country is not going to work. I'm very sorry, but it is not. And here's why. Because the majority of people in the United States of America, the majority of the 300 million of us, are mixed race people. And I know that you don't like that. But the reality of the situation is, if you were raised or your family comes from the southern part of our country, okay, the southeast, you may well have African American blood in you. And that's a fact. There have been studies, scientific studies, that show that many Caucasian appearing people in America whose roots come from the American South, so Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, etc., actually have African American blood. And here's why. Because during the slave times, and they were not positive for African Americans, so you need to let go of that, because that's disgusting and ridiculous and just a lie, okay? That's white people trying to make themselves feel better about enslaving people, which there's no excuse for it, okay? So just get off that. During the slave times, a lot of slave owners who were Caucasian raped their female slaves, or they actually had relationships with them, which you could say was also rape. I'm not going to get into that. I wasn't there. My family wasn't there. Okay, so I have no idea. I know from historical stories that even Thomas Jefferson had a mistress whom he had a romantic relationship with that produced children. That's Thomas Jefferson. Yes, that one. Okay. He had a relationship with an African-American slave of his, and they had multiple children together. Anyone descended from that, let's just start with that particular family, may appear Caucasian. And you may have Caucasian children, because maybe you married someone who's Caucasian, and therefore the African-American genes have been diluted in your line. But the reality of the situation is you have African-American blood. There was an investigative report on one of the major news channels that talked with people in the South who belong to the Ku Klux Klan currently. It was a young couple with two children. They did send an African-American reporter to do this story, and they had to be outside in a park. And the family, the husband of this young couple said, "I will not allow you in my house." The reporter said, "Why are we out here in the park?" And he said, "Because I don't allow," and he used the N-word right to her face. He said, "I don't allow N-words into my home." She sat there. She said, "Okay, that's why we're in the park. We just want to establish that." Then they talked for a while. The family explained why they have the views that they have. Very outspoken about it. Their two children, ages probably 2 and 4, were sitting on their laps during this discussion of N-word and, you know, why they belong to the Ku Klux Klan. They believe that they are fighting for white rights, and that's how they believe. And she said, "Now, we had asked you if you would be willing to take a genetic test to see your genetic origins." Now, these are people maybe 5 years ago who were in their upper 20s or early 30s, okay? And they have small children, all right, for context. They said, "Yes, you asked us to do that, and we did it." So the parents took a genetic swab, and it was sent in to a company like 23andMe or Ancestry, and a lot of people do this, especially if they're adopted, so that they can get some sort of understanding of their health and their genetics for their life, and that's 100% understandable and valid. So these two people, these parents, took a genetic test, and the reporter said, "Are you ready and willing to hear the results of your test on camera?" And they said, "Yes." And so she had the printout from the company. I don't know if they used one of the retail tests or if they did like a FBI test, so it was maybe more accurate or whatever. I don't exactly remember. But they took a genetic test and she read them the results. And both of them had 30% African American genetics. And they just both looked at her, and she handed them the report, and she said, "We want to give you the report." And they just sat there in stunned silence. And she said, "How does this make you feel?" Now, you might think they said, "Oh, we don't believe it," or whatever. "How could this happen? This is a lie. You're trying to upset us, whatever. You're an N-word." Because they used the N-word many times during this interview. And she said, "You know, how does this make you feel?" And the father was like, "Well, can that be accurate?" And she said, "It's 98% accurate." She said, "Now remember that when slaves were being held in this area that your families come from, there were a lot of slave owners that had," she just said, "relationships." Because you're not going to get into a discussion of how they were raped, because she's not going to say that in front of two small children, because she has some ethics and they're not going to hear her if she says that. The discussion is not going to continue, let's put it that way. And she said, "You know, there were a lot of slave owners that did have relationships with their slaves and they produced children. So that is how this could occur." And they just sat there in stunned silence. And I don't know if there was ever any follow-up done. I don't know if it gave them food for thought. I have no idea. But what I do know is that it should give all of us food for thought, that we are all connected. We are all human beings. And if we allow someone into the White House again who literally has zero regard, he will say and do every single thing that he has told you he's going to do. He's going to be a dictator. This means that you can't buy the car you want. This means you can't put your children in school at all or where you want. This means you can't buy a home where you want. This means your home could be taken by the government. This is what being in a dictatorship means. It means that racist views are going to be pushed on the entire country. It means you can't buy the food you want. It means all of those things. Companies will stop doing business. Small businesses will go out of business because they're not going to be allowed to exist. If you want an all-white country that is only one religion, you have some options. But this is not one of them. This isn't one of them. And so, politically speaking, this election has got to be about democracy and maintaining democracy. Democracy is freedom. Democracy is buying the car you want. Democracy is sending your child to the school of your choice. Democracy is practicing your religion or not, having one at all. Democracy is freedom. Period. And that means that we're all going to have to hunker down and we're all going to have to vote against fascism, Christo-fascism. I grew up as a Christian because I didn't know I was Jewish until my 30s. I respect everyone's religion and your right to practice it in any way that you see fit. But I cannot support you pushing your religion on the rest of us. I cannot. And you shouldn't want someone like me to push my religion on you, which I would never do. But what this man wants to do, Mr. Orange, is all of the things I talked about and more. He could come in and take my business and jail me for my opinions. Because suspending the Constitution means I don't have a right to say anything that he doesn't like. And that's a fact. A fact. If you were shocked, saddened, and angered by what happened in Russia with the murder of Alexei Navalny in prison, and the fact that they are arresting people who went to lay flowers at his memorial, then you do not want Mr. Orange as president. You may not fully 100% be behind the current president, but here's the thing about taking the bus. It might not get you to your front door, but it'll get you to the end of your street and get you where you want to be safely. You might have a little discomfort walking down the street in the cold or the rain, but you'll still get there safely. Instead of being dropped off 20 miles from your house and being murdered on the way there. Because this is what can happen in a dictatorship or a fascist nation. And none of us want this. I believe there's a small portion of people who do, but it's not as many as people think. And your voice matters. So please, please save democracy, and then we can have a discussion about our differences in a safe, professional way instead of a way that is going to jail people. He's talking about putting concentration camps together, mass deportations. What does that mean? My family came here as refugees in the 1920s, 100 years ago. Does that mean I have birthright citizenship and I'm going to get arrested and thrown in a camp and deported to where? Deported to where? Armenia doesn't even exist anymore. And Israel is, you know, being run by a Mr. Orange clone. By the way, American Jews don't agree with that, just so you know. Okay? Let's all think before we make another stupid move and throw our country into a massive depression with camps being set up to jail people because they disagree. America is all about disagreement. Civil disagreement. Not crazy-ass disagreement.